Dove faces boycott for partnering with fat liberation activist who targeted UVA student for misheard remark. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 15, 2023. Personal care brand Dove is facing a boycott after partnering with Black Lives Matter and fat liberation activist Zionna Bryant, who ruined a white UVA student's life in 2020 over a misheard remark. Now, hashtag boycott Dove is trending on X/Twitter. Dove recently partnered with Bryant, who spread a false rumor about a fellow University of Virginia in 2020, in a new and bizarre campaign to promote fat liberation, a move that resulted in the hashtag boycott Dove to trend on X, formerly known as Twitter. After hearing that Dove Beauty chose Zionna Bryant, who ruined Morgan Bettinger's life, for their fat acceptance ambassador, this lifelong large lady and now former Dove customer tossed out the last three bars of Dove product she will ever buy. One X/Twitter user posted, sharing an image of Dove products in a trash can. I have written to Unilever, too, the social media user added, referring to Dove's parent company. Dove have gone woke instead of just selling their product. Hashtag go woke go broke hashtag boycott Dove, another declared. Tesla CEO Elon Musk also reacted to the boycott, commenting, messed up, in response to an X/Twitter user who wrote, Zionna Bryant ruined a white girl's life over a non-existent remark. Dove just did a brand partnership with her to support fat liberation. Time to Bud Light Dove, another wrote, referring to the successful boycott of Bud Light after it partnered with transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney. This woman put another UVA student through hell, and it was all a woke lie. Shame on Dove for hiring her. Worse than Dylan Mulvaney, another echoed. Guess I've bought my last bar of Dove soap, another reacted. I've stopped buying their products. Never again, another exclaimed. As Breitbart News reported, Dove partnered with Bryant, who ruined a white student's life over a misheard remark at a Black Lives Matter protest in 2020. At that time, Bryant had taken to social media to claim that then University of Virginia student Morgan Bettinger had said that BLM protesters would make good speed bumps, despite there being no evidence of her having said that. The rumor resulted in Bettinger being attacked by a woke mob and swept up into a campus-wide scandal that sparked a more than year-long investigation by the university itself. While Bettinger was eventually cleared of the allegations, her reputation was nonetheless destroyed, and those who were behind the fake charges suffered no repercussions. Just because the EAKR found the correct answer, in some sense, didn't get rid of everything I had just gone through, she told Reason earlier this year. This whole situation has had a huge impact on my life. The university has never had to answer for what their actions have done. Bettinger, a first-generation college student, now lives in a state of limbo, the magazine said. Her father, a police officer, had died of cancer 6 years before the incident, and her dreams of going to law school now feel out of reach, given the black mark on her record and her new reputation. Bryant, on the other hand, has thrived since she made her allegations against Bettinger. The activist received a glowing profile in the Washington Post in 2021, and has been named to Ebony's Power 100 list. And now, she landed a partnership with Dove. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.